due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
I admit it. I'm an asshole.
Oh, see? I just can't stand.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
It's about time you did something right.
Damn!
Yeah!
Acknowledge me!
Bitch! Shut up!
You get nothing!
Hey, go fuck yourself. Get that guy out of here.
You are dealing with the best in the world! Go fuck yourself!
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening, and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and around the table today, finally, all of the usual suspects. Let's start with our man just north of me, that boy Josh Henniger.
Woo, 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 you know it.
We do. And someone that's a little closer to Long Island than both of us, our man in the Big Apple, Jason Block.
There are certain times in life when it is really awesome to be a wrestling fan. Last Monday night was one of them, and we'll tell you why in a minute.
And finally, our man all the way on the other side of the planet, Bad News Beeman.
Yes, and unlike Paul Heyman, I didn't sign a contract that said anybody had to be here.
I wish you had. Then we could actually start filling tables on the regular. But yeah, this has been a fun week in wrestling, as the rumblings are starting for Survivor Series, and the Last Time Is Now tournament.
Yes.
So, Jay, start me with Monday.
Monday. Okay. So. The first, I would say, 35 minutes of Raw last night, Monday night, was about the most perfect wrestling segment you can get. Mm-hmm. Start off with a nuclear hot crowd in Boston. Like, you know, lava hot, nuclear hot.
Yeah.
Okay. Triple H hisses John Cena's ass in the best way possible. Right? I mean, not in the words of Paul Heyman, but, you know, really putting him over in his hometown. John Cena comes out, place explodes. And I mean explode. Yeah. Okay? He's in full Celtics gear. Okay? He's in full Celtics gear. He comes out, and he thanks the fans. He explains that Saturday night's main event is going to be a WWE versus NXT exhibition along with the final match. And, of course, you notice he also said final in-ring performance. Words mean things, Nikki. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. Oh, and by the way, just do not be surprised if he heads up the Hall of Fame class next year. Okay. Vegas.
I won't be. I don't think anybody else here will be.
What do you mean?
Anybody else is going to be surprised.
Okay. Anyway. So, and then Dominic Mysterio comes out. Oh God. Okay. And he's soaking in the booze, soaking it in. And he ignores John Cena and says, "Hey, Hunter, I was interrupted by a deadbeat during my Intercontinental and Mega Champion celebration. What are you going to do about it?" And by the way, to you, guy, old man, shut the hell up. I'm talking to the boss over here. Mm-hmm. So John Cena says, "Dude, you realize where the fuck you are? You're in Boston, right?"
Yep.
And he goes, I don't care. I'm the greatest of all time. in my prime, he says, I haven't even peaked yet. And I'm better than you in any, or any place. I'm the best wrestler of any time, any place, any era. And he goes, and Triple H goes, you know, you have a really good idea. He goes, anytime, this is about as best of a time as ever. Any place, this is the best place I can think of. In any era, well, pretty good era here going on. So tonight, Dominic, you're defending the Intercontinental Championship tonight, right now, and it's next. Get me a ref. Now, at that
now,
point...
Now, you skipped a piece. You skipped what? A piece.
Okay.
Well, Dominic got into John Cena's face about all this. Mm-hmm. And Cena says, any other city else in the country, I'd probably give you a pass. We're in Boston. And in Boston, I am being invincible.
Right.
Which made it so worse. At that point, huh?
No, but he said his new best catchphrase, where you know a person's going to get smoked on a microphone. He said the words, fine speech.
Yep.
It's like...
Oh, yeah. I said that, I was, ooh. And then after he blasts Dominic and Hunter sets up the match, he's like, said, Dominic, you're going to die.
Painfully.
But the match itself was absolutely perfect. It was perfect. It was the greatest hits of John Cena combined with the greatest hits of Dominic Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero. By the way, can you believe it's been 20 years?
Yeah.
I have a letter for that, which I'll cover in a minute.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But the match was so good. There were false finishes, ref bumps, the chair bit, okay? And of course Cena finally gets his and of course Joe Tessitore's, there was the most beautiful line Joe Tessitore said, and I think this is his best call since he's been on Raw. He goes, "The empty place on the mantle has been filled." What a great line. What a beautiful line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was, again, perfect, you know? And again, kudos to Tessitore and Barrett, who called a great match at that point, too. Just off the chain. And I said this to Nikki, and I will say this again. I've literally got goosebumps right now, okay? This was the best WWE segment since WrestleMania 40 and the run-in at the end of the Cody Roman match.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I'd give it that, yeah. Like, this was just give Dominic Mysterio his flowers moment, because he has shown time and time again he is the future of the company.
Yes.
And he's doing it not in his father's footsteps, or depends. Do you still think Eddie was his father? I still want to know where he got all that height from.
The mailman. But before we get... But I just want to ask, Nikki, do you agree with that? I didn't really get your opinion as to what... You thought of this whole thing.
Well, I agree that this was absolutely perfect. This is what you show someone who's new to wrestling, to show them perfection. You show them that. You show them the WrestleMania 40 main event, run-ins and all. And you'll probably hook them. Because this is... Cena and Dominic had told a very good story. We have Cena, who's, you know, whose time is winding down. He admits it. And we have Dominic Mysterio, who is just a little asshole millennial that's going to get whooped. but not so bad that he's going to be, you know, he's not going to be able to forward with his career. Cena, you know, in losing, Dominic got over.
Exactly.
So Dominic was already pretty over. Already pretty over. So.
The fact is, they had to be in Boston for Dominic to get booed. Any other place has been cheering Dominic, and he's been trying hard to get booed. Yep. He's like, you know, what do I have to do here? And you could see, you could tell by his smile on his face, he was like, finally, I've missed this.
Because they're going to have to turn him face sooner or later, because the crowd's not having it otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're going to get more set up for that this coming Monday.
Yeah, okay. And by the way, there, if you want to go to the Players Tribune and read the Rey Mysterio letter to Eddie, it's awesome. But I want to say what he talks about his son, okay?
Okay.
And then he goes, now it's 20 years later, and I wish so bad you could be here to see Dom's own wrestling career take flight. Honestly, it wasn't the smoothest flying at first. He debuted in WWE about 5 years ago, or came back if you count the Cuddy City match. And Rey Mysterio's baby boy was still very much the character he was playing. No mask, too handsome. But other than that, he was the same clean-cut babyface type I've been for most of my career. And he held his own. Like, his first match ever was at SummerSlam in 2020 against Seth Rollins, one of the best guys on the roster. And then I think Dom surprised people that night and started to earn respect from there. But at the same time, it wasn't quite hitting that next level, you know, what I'm saying, and I could already picture you reading this. Wiwito, way up in these clouds, and you're doing that pose where you got your elbows and your palms open, and you're giving me that fucking smirk shrug, because you know what I'm about to say. Dominic wasn't fully clicking as Rey Mysterio's baby boy, so what he did, and what I'm 100% sure you would have told him to do, he turned heel and basically became Eddie Guerrero's demon boy, and that changed everything. When I say you would approve of who Dom has become, Eddie, it's an understatement. You would love it. Because the wrestler he is now, it feels like a love letter to so many of the things that made you so special. He has the presentation down perfect. The sleazy, no offense, stash. The terrible, no offense, mullet. The ugly, no offense, jewelry and clothes. He's got the shit-eating grin. He's got that innate ability to play off different people like you did with me, Batista, China, and so many others. And I'll tell you the number one trait of Dom's that's a love letter to you, Eddie, and I bet you already can guess what we're about to say here, too. The worse he behaves, the more they cheer, in caps. As you know, it's harder to pull this off than it looks. To be a bastard, no offense, who are the ones who want the fans to embrace flaws and all, because even at your worst, they can see something human at the center, but that's what Dom's been able to achieve. Okay? Very cool.
That's awesome.
If I was Ray, I would have put, no pun intended, with a bastard part, but yeah.
You know, but
P.S. Are you sure?
Yeah, exactly. Are you sure? So we continue on, by the way, and there was another outside of now is we also had, well, we'll get to the other stuff, okay? But we had a a change in the tag team championship as the Kabuki Warriors defeated Bliss and Charlotte. Yeah. Which led to what, Nikki?
Which led to a schism in this tag team that we've been enjoying so much. Are we talking before this?
No, we're talking about the fact that it led to Io Sky, Lash Legend, and Nia Jax coming in, making it a 4-on-2. Io Sky makes it a 4-on-3. Rhea Ripley in her Undertaker face mask makes it 4-on-4, and she screams, "War Games!"
And somewhere, William Regal was cracking a smile.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
After all, now that's his damn.
Yeah, but Yes, he was. That was the main. That was so Rhea screamed that in the main event after the main event to close our Raw. But earlier in the night, we saw Punk with Jay, and Cody saying, "Look, we've got saying to Pierce, we've got our team. We know who we got." And then Pierce is like, "Are you saying what I think you're saying?" To which Punk says, "Regal." And then, like Ron Simmons appearing out of absolutely nowhere, Regal comes up, the crowd goes bananas, and he just yells, "War Games."
Yes. So then, because we have Punk, Rhodes, and Uso versus Reed, Braun Breaker, and Logan Paul. That'll be his first War Games match, by the way. But we need one and one, right? Don't we? We need one more from each.
Yes.
So, Roman and Lesnar, rumored to be?
Didn't they take care of this on SmackDown? At least on the...
Yeah, we found out who the fourth was.
Oh, right.
But for each on SmackDown. So, yeah, the fifths are the ones that are going to happen potentially this week on Raw and SmackDown. So
I think they're going to do four. I think it's going to be four on four. No? Well, the women are going to be four on four.
Yeah.
No. Is it going to be four
I'm
on four?
I'm betting she's going to have to be turned around. Because on SmackDown, as Shane's kind of alluding to, Charlotte said, "I do not trust Rhea. She's a snake."
Oh, right. That's right. Yeah. Right.
And that Charlotte is out. And Charlotte will be back.
Yeah, but...
After
there
was
no. Blasted. No, that I don't think she's going to be added in. There's a reason why I think Charlotte's had to do a bow out here. Because obviously Tiffany Stratton's injured.
Yes.
Right.
Tiffany Stratton's injured. Jade needs a big opponent for Survivor Series.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think Charlotte's bowed out here so we can get Jade versus Charlotte at Survivor Series.
Mm-hmm.
And rumors going around are because, like I said, War Games is not traditionally 5-on-5.
Mm-hmm.
So when rumors going around are that we're going to Charlotte bowing out is going to make way for Bayley and Lyra.
Okay.
So that'll be the five, and then Lash, Nia, and the Kabuki Warriors will need a fifth, who could be a total surprise. They might add. They might add Chelsea Green. They might add whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Chelsea Green, her hat is now on sale this week.
Yes.
Thank good.
The question is, how much is it?
Do I really want to know?
I'm going to say $99.99, but yeah, just as a guess.
Same.
I don't know.
I am in that price point as well.
Oh, wow. $35.
Oh.
That's it?
The replica hat, yes.
So are the rhinestones even fake?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. But for did they get her that's not terrible.
Mm-mm.
Did they get her a new shirt saying I've never been creamed like this?
Oh, that was too funny.
Oh,
oh God.
And the Joe Hendry music video?
Oh, and speaking of Joe Hendry, he's now in the fold, supposedly.
Yep.
Oh, so he's signed?
Yes.
Watch them dollar signs ring.
Yeah.
He gonna be rich, boy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's another
main roster.
Well, he that time may be sooner than later because. There's an open spot available in a certain tournament.
Yeah, there could be him, it could be Jericho, it could be somebody else. We don't know who's going to be facing Solo this Monday.
Right. Put it to you this way, okay? If they put Hendry in there, I think the crowd boos him out of the building.
Huh?
I don't think he's going to get booed out of the building.
I don't think anyone who's facing Solo is going to get booed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Over Solo. I mean, whoever goes into this spot, it's just a matter of range of where the roof's going to blow off.
Okay.
Like if it's Joe Hendry, let's be honest, that's going to be too predictable, and there are a lot of people already saying it's probably going to be Joe Hendry.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people speculating that it's going to be Orton because people want to see Cena versus Orton one last time.
We already did.
But for retirement match purposes. But I mean,
Orton might be there, but I don't think he's going to be the one wrestling.
I'm going to throw a major curveball out there.
Oh.
Okay. I'm going to throw a major curveball out there because this makes sense. This would be Nikki's favorite thing. Long-term storybooking.
I'm listening.
So long-term storybooking. So Solo's out there, and then we hear a familiar voice saying, "I'm afraid I've got some bad news."
Ooh.
Oh.
Solo is not going to be winning this match because I am entering the last now time is now tournament. And I will be going to face Cena, and I'll be beating John Cena to make up for him destroying the Nexus.
Oh, don't get my hopes up like that.
That's a curveball, and that would be neat as hell.
That would be amazing, because
he's medically clear. Salty.
As far as I know,
I am still salty about that shit. I am salty to this day about that SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I think that would be amazing. But yeah.
I think that would be awesome. I don't know if they'd do it. I'd love it. I'd absolutely positively love it. Don't get my hopes up, like, please.
Oh, trust me, Nikki, there was a second one that I said before you got here. Because there are rumors going around that, oh, not rumors, but there have been reports going around that WWE is trademarking a nickname called the Tribal Air.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly thought that they would, that would be for Zilla Fatu. So have him coming out facing Solo finally, and have him getting revenge on Cena beating his old man and costing him the WWE Championship.
Now, there's some long-term storytelling. That goes back to 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Revenge for Dad.
Admittedly, that match was amazing.
By the way, Nikki Bella heel turn, we saw that. Helen Keller saw that one coming. Okay.
And I was watching it in the middle of the night, so I was tired and I turned it off. Trouble going back to Raw because... sorry, Ms. Bella, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Honestly, God, don't care.
So the people who won in the tournament was Rusev and Sheamus. Not a surprise, by the way. Either one of them. And of course, the tag. But Monday Night Raw was amazing. And I think next week's Raw is going to be fucking epic even more. Yes. Okay.
Well, they have to. It's the garden.
Right.
They have to be amazing. I know how Mark Central Station, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, good grief. It's gonna be nuts. It's gonna be epic. And so okay. So we have we've had eight people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we have eight matches, so four matches, eight, okay? On Raw, we're going to have Javon Evans versus Gunther. And if you haven't had a clash of styles, oh my God. Okay. Javon Evans. Envisioning this spot, Nikki. Okay. Javon Evans is going to be bouncy and in the air, and Gunther's going to hit him in the chest so hard, he's going to swat him out of the air.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I was actually, get out of my head. I was about to say the same thing.
Okay.
And I hope that chop echoes.
Actually, I was thinking he was going to go for his like little bouncy cutter, and then Gunter just Samoa Joe's it and chops him straight in the back. Just goes bam.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
back chops suck, and back chops suck.
Oh, and I'm going to talk about the last four. Carmelo Hayes is going to fight Bronson Reed. Oof. Oy. And then Penta versus Finn Balor on there. That's all on SmackDown. Next Friday.
Yeah, that's the one where I said I think Dom's face turn starts rolling a little bit up with that as well, because I don't think Finn's winning that one. I think Penta's going to win that one.
Yeah, exactly. But so NXT, there's actually a big thing going on because we're heading towards Gold Rush, okay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end, after Ricky Saints won the title, Obafemi returned, okay?
Yeah, so we know that spot in the Cena tournament is definitely not for Obafemi.
No, so this coming Tuesday we have four matches. We have four matches for each of the two, the two things. They're actually taping both of them next Tuesday, the 18th, because the 25th is Thanksgiving week, which is, of course, our week where we are away, usually.
Mm-hmm.
So, Blake Monroe is going for the live shows. Blake Monroe is going to defend Sol Ruka with Zarya for the NXT Women's North American title. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan Page and Chelsea Green love it. Versus Joe Hendry and Thea Hale for the AAA World Mixed Tag Team Championships. And by the way, Ethan Page and Chelsea Green should hold that forever. They're so good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then we
are the most annoying couple of universe. Go on.
Sorry?
The most annoying couple of the universe. Come on.
Anyway. Then you have Tatum Paxley versus JC Jane in a last chance match for the NXT Women's Championship. And Dark State defends against Javon Evans and Leon Slater in a rematch for the NXT Tag Team Championship.
Hmm.
Okay.
Oh, Dark State, the Timu Shield. Got it.
Okay. Then, yes. Oh, and by the way, on NXT this week, one of the LFG guys won the Speed Championship.
Jasper Troy.
Yeah, Troy. Jasper Troy, yeah.
Yeah. So, Zarya versus Fallon Henley for the vacant WWE Women's Speed Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then Kalani Jordan versus Jordan Grace versus Lei Ying Li for the TNA Knockouts World Championship.
Huh.
Okay. Jason Drake versus Sean Legacy for the Evolve Championship. And Kendall Gray versus Lainey Reed for the Women's Evolve Championship. So that's the Gold Rush thing. Now, NXT and TNA have really been at each other's throats, especially during what was their show this weekend?
Turning Point.
Yes.
Turning Point. Thank you. Because Turning Point had a bunch of matches, and I just need to get there. There it is. Now, on the live, here's the crazy thing. On the live TNA show beforehand, Frankie Kazarian beat Mike Santana for the title. In a call your shot. Which is such bullshit. Okay?
Very weird, and that is bullshit.
Yeah,
excuse me,
but
a moment,
they've treated Santana like butt cheeks. They should have given the belt months earlier. They didn't give him a single defense. And now they just have him rolled into other crap. Ugh.
I don't think that this is treating Mike Santana. I don't think this is treating Mike Santana badly. I think what they're doing here is because Kazarian had the call your shot trophy, so or contract, whatever, whichever one you want to go with.
Right.
So, and I think Kazarian's made it very clear that his time in wrestling is coming up. There are a lot of guys from the early 2000s who are retiring this year. Are in the next year or two. So I think Kazarian's time is coming up as well. So I think they're just giving him the title as his last hurrah. So I expect Santana to come back with it, although what they try to do after he lost the title, especially in 2025 when wrestling reporters and such can leak stuff easily and get reports easily saying, oh, Mike Santana's not returning calls or anything. That's another one that Stevie Wonder or whoever saw coming from a mile away of like, okay, he'll be turning up a Turning Point.
But, so this week, and thank God Mox is on our TV so we don't have to be here right now, believe it or not, and he looks clean, and he doesn't look hurt, because we had two blood and guts matches at AEW this week.
Mm-hmm.
Put it to you this way. Darby Allin is a sick bastard, and Jon Moxley's even worse.
Yeah. Because Darby got lit on fire.
Yes!
That's what he gets for stuffing me in a body bag.
Oh, hey, I told you.
Yet you live.
Yeah? You talking shit about me? You really talking shit about me?
Yeah, I'm talking shit about you.
Of course, because you tapped out again.
Again?
What? I'm getting old. It hurts.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry you become an old geezer in your own time there, Mox.
Exactly. Okay, there was a broken mirror spot. There was a toolbox spot. Oh, Moxley stapled Darby Allin's hands to his pockets, and I believe put one staple in his nut bag.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. Darby enjoyed it too, and the crowd chanted, "You sick fuck." So
yeah, exactly.
Not an accurate.
Oh, and by the way, what was it? Roderick Strong took a blade job the wrong way. He gigged himself a little too hard.
Oof.
Yeah, it didn't look that bad.
Oh God, you sick fuck! I mean, seriously.
That's correct. That's 100% correct. Keep saying that.
God. Unapologetic, but all joking aside, we actually do have a pay-per-view for your company to promote, which is happening a week from today.
Yep.
At Newark, New Jersey. We have...
Oh, dear, baby.
That's right, and you're not on it, believe it or not.
So I'm taking that fucking vacation, all right? I'm going to go home. I'm going to kiss my daughter. I'm going to bang my wife.
And then you're going to show up in the casino gauntlet match.
Yeah.
And?
I didn't realize Statlander beat Monet for the AEW Worlds Championship.
Monet never helped. Statlander beat Storm.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I was going to say, Monet don't lose. I hate it.
I know. So in the two pre-show matches, you have Boom and Doom, which is Big Boom AJ and QT Marshall with Big Justice, a.k.a. The Rizzler.
Nope. That is not correct. The Rizzler is the other kid in the Costco guys. Big Boom AJ and Big Justice are father and son. Rizzler is somebody else entirely.
Versus RPG Vice, which is Romero and Valletta.
You could have said that.
Okay. Then, of course, Castor and Bowens versus the Bang Bang Gang versus Big Bill and Brian Keyes versus the Outrunners in a four-way tag match. By the way, how the mighty have fallen with the Acclaimed, man.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I mean, this has been the gimmick for a while now. Castor and Bowens hate each other's guts. Because
in real
Castor,
life?
No, it's storyline. Castor,
okay,
unfortunately has a propensity to run his mouth and thinks he's the best wrestler alive. Unfortunately, he's gotten that trademarked when he's not even the best wrestler in this match, let alone the company.
Indeed. We talked about Statlander and Monet.
Yep.
Love this match. Paige defends against Samoa Joe in a cage. Yeah. Hell yeah!
And good. Just to note, on Wednesday night at Blood and Guts, Hangman beat Powerhouse Hobbs in a Falls Count Anywhere match.
Yes. By the way, after we finish this card, I want to talk about something that happened on last week's AEW that has made a little bit of controversy.
Okay.
I don't know if you covered it last week. Okay. We have Brodito versus FTR, the World Tag Team Championship, okay? And by the way, FTR tried to beat up Ricky Steamboat. That didn't happen. And Ricky Steamboat said he was going to be 73. Wow!
And he doesn't look it at all.
Nope. Kenny Omega and the Jurassic Express versus the Young Bucks and Josh Alexander in the Million Dollar Trios match. I want to see a check and a wire deposit. That's what I want to see.
Oh, come on. What's wrong with a bag full of money?
Uh-huh. Then you have members for the Casino Gauntlet for the AEW National Championship, which supposedly has roots in something? What is
it? Yes, if I'm not mistaken, they said it has roots in the NWA National Heavyweight Championship, which was last majorly dealt with in 1986.
Yes.
It got unified with the Mid-Atlantic version of the U.S. Heavyweight Championship, with Wahoo McDaniel recognized as the final title holder.
Right, and supposedly Mike Mondo.
Mike Mondo is a complainy butt.
Okay.
And Austin Idol, congratulations, you're old.
Then you have Kyle Fletcher in the Don Callis family versus Mark Briscoe with a no disqualification match for the TNT Championship. And if Briscoe loses, he'll be forced to join the Don Callis family, which he will.
Yeah, more than likely. Not a guarantee, and then, but I would say it's pretty likely.
And then, of course, Darby Allin versus Pac, who looks really different. Did he cut his hair differently?
Yes, he did.
That's what I figured. Cut his hair short, didn't he?
Yeah, he cut his hair short a while ago, and he's let it grow out a little bit since.
I'm giving him a different look.
I'm okay with it.
Learning the fact that Pete Dunne had to cut his hair to do it to be one of the Americanos, so
yeah,
freaking bowl cut.
So, what happened was, on a collision taping, okay,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to talk about Nixon Newell and Miranda Alizé?
Yeah, did we talk about that last week?
Cover that last week.
Okay.
Oh, did we forget something? Okay.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, we did. This Because, you know, can't cover everything. So what happens is that Newell and Alizé, and Miranda Alizé were supposedly scheduled to face Anna Jay and Tay Mello. But the match was 3 minutes, and they said it was too short of a match. Newell and Alizé left the venue. How's that for you? They left. And then it was filled by Hyun and Meyerworld, who ended up losing to TJ in under 2 minutes. Okay?
Yeah.
Mm.
And on a Twitch live stream, they explained their side, stating there was no bad blood and everyone involved understood their position. Bullshit!
No way.
That's bullshit! Okay?
I don't even believe
wrong, that. Wrong, 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 wrong.
Not for a second.
Nope.
What is the one thing, and Nikki, you independent people, we know this, okay?
Yeah.
You do not complain, you do not work out, you do your booking and you leave, and then you never go there. That's it. Never go there again. That's it.
Yeah. It's a hard lesson to learn, though.
Yes.
But if you go you go home and complain about it online, you're wrecking any chances of getting booked in some places because they're going to think,
is
going to come in here.
Is this about? Yeah. Sorry, you got it, Nikki.
Just the fact that you know they see you shitting on a company that sounds like something you know something your butt hurt about, not what the company did. Other companies might not pick you up because they're like, ooh, we don't want to deal with that shit.
So I take it we're talking about Knoxwell or formerly Tegan Knox.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna make this short and sweet. But that woman should not be in the fucking wrestling business. Period. I'm sorry, it's facts. You should not be in the wrestling business. Period. One, because you left WWE because you said you didn't like how they booked you. Another company gave you an opportunity. And you got your debut. Apparently, there are rumors going around you and Megan Bain had some altercation backstage after the match.
Allegedly, she says that didn't happen.
Yeah, she said that didn't happen, but others are reporting that it did happen. Then you get another opportunity the following week, and then you're apparently telling people. You didn't have a problem with losing the match. You had a problem with the time period. And then you're trying to throw other people under the bus on your stream saying, but there are other executives in that backstage that agreed that 3 minutes wasn't enough time. But you still said that if they didn't like it, you can go home. And you went home. You're not a true professional then. Don't call yourself a professional wrestler because there are people in WWE and other companies who are losing in 30 seconds to a minute matches. They're not even getting three minutes. There are some people who aren't even getting 3 minutes for a freaking promo.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the pandemic show Dark?
Yes.
AEW Dark?
It.
Okay. Yes.
Weren't they like 4 minute matches, 3 minute matches?
It was only an hour show, right?
Who are you against? Or people just starting and getting just laid out like Megan Bain was a few years ago.
That's right.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, this isn't... Oh, sorry.
No. Keep going, Shane.
But I was just saying, this isn't like a friggin' Mercedes Moné situation. Like, I'm sorry to... Knox, whatever the fucking name is, sorry, but Knoxwell or whatever you want to call yourself. But you're not on the same level as like a Mercedes Moné, a Becky Lynch, or whoever. You can't just go into a company and start demanding shit. You actually have to work your way up because you didn't have much stock when you came into the company. So people aren't going to hand you things on a silver platter and be like, yeah, sure, you can go out there and have 30-minute matches, hour matches, have a title match straight off the bat. No, you've got to work for it. But if you're going to go in there and say, oh, no, I'm not doing this three-minute match because it doesn't make sense to me, well, then I've already heard reports about a couple of independent promoters who are saying, yeah, fine, well, her asking price was already steep enough as it is, but now after this, we're definitely not booking her because, like, the money, paying her the money alone wasn't worth it, and now she comes with all this extra baggage of, if we don't book her correctly, she'll just walk out, even if we tell her to leave.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's things called tests in life, love, and you failed that test. If someone in the back says, oh, look, if you're not happy with it, you can go home, and you walk, well, you failed that test. Because you've clearly been shown, you've been given the opportunity to take the easy way out, and you take the easy way out.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I will just also say, and Nikki, you can attest to this, when I was given the opportunity after 25 years ago, when I was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, to be an independent ring announcer, I wasn't just given. I did a couple of test matches, okay? And yeah. I got ribbed by the owner at the time because he wanted to see how I thought I would think on my feet, okay? I was not given anything. I had to earn my way. And the fact is that nobody gets or understands that there is a place for a squash match here and there.
Yeah, there is.
There. And I think that art is kind of lost in a way.
But that's because everybody wants to be a main eventer, and it doesn't work that way. You can't just walk in and be handed a title. Yes, it happens, but got to be something crazy special for that. And exactly. Knox, you ain't.
No. But, so, as we talked about on SmackDown, Jey Uso and LA Knight won their Last Time Is Now tournament matches. Ilya Dragunov defeated Axiom, another... Ilya Dragunov has been the... Oh my god, since he came back, he has not had a... He hasn't missed a step.
No.
No. He's an absolute freaking beast, and I love him for it.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's funny that we talk about that, because I just recently just saw a report. There are actual wrestlers... This is how insane everyone thinks this man is, and how superhuman he is. There are several wrestlers backstage who did not want to take the open challenge with him. Like, legitimately, did not want to take the open challenge with him and get airtime because he is, they just say, he's that intense, he's that superhuman, that people can't keep up with him. There's no. Like, yeah, no, we're good. We'll stay back here in catering. We're good.
Yeah. Damn. Well, he... That's crazy.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That's crazy.
But that's awesome.
Yes. Yeah. So then, of course, we had LA Knight defeating Zack Ryder, Jade Cargill and B-Fab. Oh, and talk about the main event, Nick, because Paul Heyman, being the son of a lawyer, loves loopholes, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he does. He absolutely does. Now, he'd already goaded... he goaded Cody into putting the championship on the line against Bronson Reed. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, conventional wisdom, this is going to just turn into a giant schmoz. Which he kind of did. But in the chaos and the confusion, a wild Drew McIntyre appeared. He uses ambush. Uso falls down. Nick Aldis is pissed. Meanwhile, Uncle Paul saying, you said anybody. That's what on the contract says. Anyone on any roster. It doesn't say anything about status. It doesn't say anything about, you know, other responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Aldis is losing his shit.
Mm-hmm. Don't blame him.
That's it. Yeah, but that's what I like. That's what I love about Uncle Paul. He says, "You said anybody. You said anybody." And while he's getting screamed at in the face, "You said anybody."
Love it. Speaking of Paulie, okay, there was an absolutely fantastic interview on the Stephanie's What's Your Story podcast. Mm-hmm. Talking about his start in the wrestling business, and he talks a lot about his parents and his mother's and his why his mother and his father influenced him the way he did. It's about 2.5 hours. Take the time to do it over a few days. It's really good.
Now, I've listened to a piece of it. A clip came out, and Bear showed it to me, where Stephanie and Paulie are talking about, I think it was 2003, when Heyman was around and Stephanie was the general manager. The fact that Vince looked at Paulie and said, "You are going to make Stephanie's life hell." And he goes to Stephanie and says, "Heyman is going to make your life miserable. Push back."
Bastards.
And then let them lock horns. And at one point, what was it? I forget who said what, but it was, no, it had to be yelled at Paul. "Why are you so fucking difficult? Who made you this fucking difficult? Your father." And then it all clicked. So, I love it. I love the fact that they can reflect on this without, you know, really. There wouldn't be any.
They have said they are really close and good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's a really, 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 really good interview that they're doing. That they did. And you should definitely check that out. But it's nuts. It's nuts. This year has been insane. Oh, did we cover the numbers last week?
The numbers?
Which numbers?
TKO numbers.
I thought we kind of touched on them 2 weeks ago.
Okay. No, because they announced,
The numbers had come out, and we did talk about that a little bit. I remember that.
Okay.
Because you were there, okay, Jason.
Well, yeah, oh, that's right, because everyone's going, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to price ourselves out of existence. That's right.
Yeah, because WWE is the only thing buoying TKO right now.
Right.
And TKO, Sean is shooting themselves in the foot when they talk about, when they're talking about maximizing profits.
Yeah. Speaking of maximizing profit, if you haven't heard, WWE is returning SmackDown to 3 hours coming January.
Oh, that's right. That's a big thing. Yes. In January. 3 hours.
Yeah. Too long. I was going to say,
it's one of the... Yeah, well,
no,
one of the,
I don't think so.
The fact that they're getting a lot done on Raw in under 2 hours.
No, yeah. 2.5.
Yeah.
2.5 at the longest.
Mm-hmm.
2.5, sometimes 2:45.
But that's rarely because it's Netflix. And Netflix, they can do whatever they want. This isn't Netflix. This is still terrestrial television. Ew.
Uh-huh.
True. But there was that comment about mediocre product and still turning a profit.
Yeah.
That turned me off. Screw you guys. You make a great product, the profits will come. People will pay that money if you're making a product that's worth that money. But I don't have that kind of money.
We don't have, yeah, and I and we didn't win that type of money either.
Come on, man, you gotta win. When are you gonna win the lottery?
Exactly. But so I have a question.
Yes.
That I may have asked. I may have asked you. I'll ask this. We talked about earlier that John Cena said his last quote unquote in ring appearance will be December 13th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which
mm-hmm.
means he will make appearances as WrestleMania goes by. He's not going to go away.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not fully gone, but he's gone. Or done after this. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do we think he's the head of the 2026 Hall of Fame class in Vegas? And if I ask this again, I apologize.
Hold on. Who is currently in the 2026 WWE?
No one. Hall of Fame? No. Wait. Stephanie.
Stephanie McMahon.
And wasn't somebody else?
Nope. Just Stephanie for now.
Okay. I swear somebody else was. Okay.
You were probably you're probably thinking about Leilani Kai getting her Legends deal.
Got it.
I mean, look. Do I think Cena would be a headliner for the Hall of Fame for 2026?
Possibly,
but then again, they may also pull the trigger with Wyndham. Like we don't know.
Because he's getting a posthumous induction. We know this.
Yeah, but it's a question of when.
Yep.
Because everybody loved the Wyatt Six Haunted House at the Halloween Horror Nights at Universal.
And we originally did only get to see from the other guys, from Dexter,
Rowan,
Nikki Cross, and all them. We did eventually get to find out, though, yes, Bo did get to there. I don't think they found it, but he did get there.
And Alexa actually played one night.
Oh, nice.
She was in the house, yes.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But yeah, everyone who was part of what the Wyatt mystique has become has been just blown away.
Yeah.
By the mad respect and attention to detail.
Yes. Yeah. And believe me, if Bray, you know, or Wyndham, Bray and or Bray Wyndham were alive today, he'd be in this tournament right now.
Yeah, most certainly.
And poetically, he would have been a great final opponent for Cena.
Mm-hmm.
Just right. For the cinematic, just as a little tip of the hat to the cinematic funhouse match.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where he could have taunted, I was right. About the heel turn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Cena says, yes, that's in there. But it wasn't me. It couldn't have been me. Or, you know, something to that effect. So. Too much what if speculating. Get me off the AI, too. I've been some wacky shit coming up on there as well.
Oh, the AI stuff is really upsetting me. It is.
It's aggravating me, and it's there is one person I need to talk to about that, because He keeps sending me this stuff and I don't want it.
Is it someone we know?
Yes, all of us know. I'm not mentioning names on here, though. I will post it.
Okay, fine. Okay.
I think someone. I think some. Are you swinging for the fences there?
Oh, okay. Oh, really? Him?
Yes, him. Sent me 4 or 5, including 3 in a row yesterday.
Can I just add? Hold on. I'm going to ask you something. Just hold on.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Okay.
I don't share my AI.
Okay.
Look up. Gotcha. Again. Never mind. There.
I saw it. Never mind. Anyway, I don't like the AI stuff. Although I will say, the baby versions. Heyman did a they had a baby Heyman bit, which unbelievably funny.
I've seen some of those. Those are really good. I also kind of like the one if I saw you in heaven, AIs. Where they show what wrestlers who have passed, what they would look like today.
Oh, God. I couldn't do that.
I like that. I mean, it's creepy. It's heart-wrenching.
There's one that's kind of cool. I don't know if you've seen this. These are not. Where it's done by AI, but they have, like, a celebrity that you'll see through their life from the end to the beginning or the beginning to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And they will... It's really good. It's good stuff. Okay.
Oh, you're talking the evolving. Yeah. I love those. Those are very well done.
I look. Don't get me wrong. The AI ones are yes. There are ones that are making me question what's fucking real, what's not. But there have been some funny ones. I've seen some, like, because I like stand up comedy. I've seen some AI ones with babies doing stand up comedy, and I've laughed.
Yeah. I once saw baby Gabriel Iglesias. I peed myself. It was so funny.
I did see one, like where there was like actual Elvis singing, and some lady goes, "Elvis, the baby's yours." Like, baby's not fucking mine. It's like. But there are ones I've seen that have been like semi upsetting. Like, we talked about just recently that it's been 20 years since Eddie has passed away. Yeah. I have seen some wrestling ones where like someone's talking and then AI has been done over the top of them showing like Eddie Guerrero coming out. I'm like, God, I would love to see that. But yeah, or I've seen one with even Chris Benoit. I'm like, Jesus, it's too soon.
Yeah, even, way too soon.
Even years later, too soon.
Yep.
No, the ones that I don't like are the ones like the Mr. Rogers and Bob Ross on Nitro.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's some of what I've been sent. I don't watch them.
I'm sorry. I've seen that particular one, and it's funny, but not funny.
Yeah.
Hang on. To be fair, though, one of those ones that was funny for me at least was Martin Luther King's one where he was cutting a heel promo, going, God. "I now have a dream where I'm going to be kicking someone's ass." I'm like, okay, I like it. That's fine. I can handle that.
Like I said, I use it mostly for speculation and writing prompts.
Me too. I actually AI myself. I actually check to see if my information's accurate. I'm not.
Do be wary, because if you use AI to check your information, it can get it wrong.
Yes, and it has. But it's okay.
And most recently, I've seen with some AI stuff, you know, hey, this might not be accurate. So,
yeah.
But I did. I'll even put this in the chat. Something that I got AI to conjure up.
Give me a sec. Let me get over. Oh, ho.
Oh, that's nice.
What's even funnier though is that I was doing that through Copilot.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. And wait, that's not the Shield, is it?
It's supposed to be the Shield, but the problem was Copilot said, I can't those three because it's a copyright infringement. I said, what ever stopped you? So,
okay.
It did something vaguer. You'll see that Roman has a crown.
Yeah, I saw Seth that.
Seth has short hair.
Yes.
Dean looks right.
Yep.
So, you know, close enough. So I thought that was I thought that did a really good job. It just depends. It depends on which ones you're playing with. Midjourney is sketchy at best.
Right.
Meta is swirly. I'm not. I have trouble getting stuff on that. Mm-hmm. Pilot is a fucking rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we're kind of getting off topic.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, I think we should sell some soap pretty much, I think.
Before we sell some soap, we need to talk about a part-time person on here.
Oh?
Yes. Oh? The guy who has gotten further in the Tournament of Champions than anybody else.
Oh, that's right! Yes, we do. That is correct. We do.
Yes, because our dear chair-swinging freak, Brian Henniger, got his announcing debut in the last day or so, maybe a little bit further back, with the Mac McMurray Memorial Rumble.
Nice.
Yes.
Brian is doing, he's got this side hustle going on. He's now a trivia host in the Knoxville area. And he's doing great.
Yeah. He's living his dream.
Good for him.
Yeah. This is what he really wants.
Yeah.
And again, Brian, doors open, baby.
Yes.
Come on in.
Come on back.
On that note,
now Josh, I think it's time to sell some soap.
Yes. And Josh.
Yes.
What do you got first?
All right, this week on It Was a Thing on TV, the guys celebrate McLean Stevenson's 98th birthday, or what would have been his 98th birthday, with a revisit to Hello Larry, an episode they did way back in 2019 when the show, or 2019-2020 when the show started, or right. The podcast started. And they talked about, hey, this is what happened. The ratings were okay some weeks and bad others, and I ultimately think them losing so much ground to the Jeffersons kind of is like, okay, we're done here. Or is that right? I don't remember. But anyway, the ratings were not good enough. It got canceled. And then, in the beginning, a religious comedy created by Norman Lear about, you know, McLean Stevenson being the father, not a dad, but, you know, religious terms. But that only lasted just 5 episodes before it got pulled off the air.
I don't remember.
Coming up next week is more stuff, but you'll find about that next time on It Was a Thing on TV.com. All right, Jason, we need to talk about NFL, don't we?
All right, hold on 1 second, please.
Break, Carl. Jason, we need to talk about what is it, 11 now in the NFL?
No, I think it was week 10 of the NFL, I think.
Week 11 coming up.
Yeah, week 11 coming up in the NFL. We previewed that. That's right. We reviewed week 10. We talked about college.
And boy, there's a couple of things. What do you mean, college?
college, and we're also going to talk about some other stuff going on. As a matter of fact, number one team is playing in out west at the moment. Yes. They're playing UCLA.
And just to note, congratulations to the Patriots. You are the first guaranteed winning team this season. 9-2 right
that's
now.
That's right. Believe it or not, that's right. They are 9. Yes, because they beat the Jets this past Thursday. But of course, we're going to review.
It's the Jets.
Yes, yeah, sadly true. We're going to talk Week 11 action as we head. Believe it or not, we've got 7 weeks left before the play. Good grief!
Yeah, time keeps on slipping into the future.
Ugh, too bad. Over at WLTI, we're talking about Jeopardy, Amazing Race, Survivor. And as we head towards the best and worst of everything in about 6 weeks' time, of course, we're going to do the Nikki Awards. Yes. In 6 weeks' time.
That will
be. Oh shit! I better get on that.
What?
I better get on that.
Yes, because yes. Will you be available for December 27th? Because I'm not
Let
sure
me get
if
back
you're going
to
be here or elsewhere.
I'm going to be back in Ohio for Christmas.
Okay.
I'm doing my family thing. Pretty much the week before, and then coming back here so that I can spend Christmas with my Ohio family,
okay.
As it were.
Gotcha. We understand. Mm-hmm. And of course, by the way, next week's show we will after the 22nd of November, we're going to take a little break.
Yes.
Because it's our yearly Thanksgiving time.
Yes, we will be back with Survivor Series chicanery because that's coming up soon. So is Full Gear. So
yeah,
we'll
that's
be back
well, yeah.
With
we'll
all get... that on December 6th.
Correct. But
which means, just to note, Nikki, everybody. I'm sorry, Jason. Just a note. Next week is Pick'ems. So. Make sure everything's ready.
Oh, so for Survivor Series? Oh, for
yeah,
Survivor Series?
Of course.
Okay.
Unless there's not enough matches, then we'll cross that bridge when we cross it.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I might not be available. I'll just give you guys that right now.
Fair enough.
What, for the 22nd?
Okay, actually, no. We will not be doing Survivor Series because that is on the 29th itself. That is going to be a
okay.
Mess. Sorry, my brain was going to be between Full Gear and War Games.
All good.
It's fine.
All right. Fine. Shane, before we move off, Shane, do you have anything to promote?
No, nothing to promote, except if you guys want to hear more of my wrestling antics and shenanigans, you can view me on TikTok with @AussieA, so basically any place I'm rather than here.
Okay. Nikki, your artists that we all know and love.
I'll start with our panelists who should be here more often, but Jamie Claudier has been smothered by her job and probably locked in the basement of the Has-Been Hotel. Her response to messaging on Discord has been sporadic at best, so keep her in your thoughts. Obligatory shout out to Onewambashu. Her artwork is all over the social medias. She's got Tumblr. She's got a card account for commissions. I've not commissioned her in a long time, so I don't know what her prices are like. She still has a DeviantArt account. It's safe for work, I promise. But that's where you'll find some of her earlier wrestling art, which is really, really fun. Let's see. Check something here. There. Where's the picture? One that I don't mention very often, J-Rock at J-Rock Draws did a very simple simple Moxistential pick where Dean is getting ready to fight Mox. Mox's face is bloody and they haven't even thrown a punch. Inexpensive, cute, good stuff. Check him out. Norberto Gaitan, one of the more recent additions to my list. Commissions are open. He takes commissions through VGen. see. He recently posted a picture of John Cena wearing the Intercontinental title. So yes. His prices are reasonable, and ask him about the surprise me feature. Dozer draws at Little Dozer Baby. If you like, you need something a little more wholesome, something that'll get you right in the feels. He's a little expensive, but he is well worth it. Very attention to detail. As with any artist and any fan art that you're looking for, pay well, ask for work in progress. So if you're not paying an AI bot, I can make great art with an AI bot, but I'm not going to charge people for it. Tip, if it comes out extra special, and post it on every bit of social medias that you own. But credit the artist. We got to get the message out that the real artists are the ones that are trying to make a living.
And none of this AI BS.
Yeah.
Now, before we go, though, I do have to put in another shout out. Supercard started their new season.
Oh yes. It's pretty big going on right now. Pretty big stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. Four new tiers, a couple of new game modes, including Super Showdown, which is highly addictive. Be careful. The cards are gorgeous. I've also haven't had a whole lot of trouble getting cards. The new season dropped on Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday. From Wednesday to today, I have already drawn 53 cards in three of the tiers.
Wow. Huh. You've been a day one-er.
I am. Yes, absolutely. And some of the stuff's been really cool. Some of the new cards will have callback stuff. In the top tier, there's a Haku card that they carried a render from card that they accidentally put out back in like season three for their Hall of Fame card. Mm-hmm. And they're doing a lot of classic people. Been seeing a lot of Demolition. Let me get my cards up real quick. General. Okay, I don't have anything in their top tier, which is Adventure. Prize tier, which looks like the inside of one of those claw machines. I already have AJ Lee and Crush. They've got a special edition out of Drew McIntyre, as they should. I've already drawn a Roman Reigns card. I've already drawn a Finn Balor card. The Shawn Michaels card has him in that kiss outfit that he wore back in like 05, 06. Sid Justice has a card. What else have we got here? But the big thing is the Super Showdown mode, which is actually a very cool competitive mode. Lets you climb up a ladder. They give you a deck, and then they give you a stipulation. You know, all cards have to be this alignment, or all cards have to be delimit the different alignments. Your strongest card, your weakest card. And you can modify the odds with rule changes and cheats. I am very, very addicted to it. It's kept me away from Road to Glory. But they've consolidated all of the PvP into leagues so that all your game stuff is in one place: War, Rumble, Chamber, and Survivor. Come on. And just a lot of little things that they needed to clean up, because for the longest time, the game's animations was just completely glitched up, and they finally fixed it. But now my Kindle can't play it. Then again, my Kindle is ancient by comparison. So, but yes, season 12 is underway, and SmackDown, damn you for tricking me, into posting
a QR
code.
Oh, there was a code, wasn't there?
The QR is just to download the game. You had to listen.
What was it? What was the word?
It was like super update or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And you have to go to the Supercard site to redeem that code. But you get coins for the shop. You get a John Cena card, a Rhea Ripley card, a Roman Reigns card,
mm-hmm.
and a couple other little goodies. So, worth it. Worth it, worth it, worth it. I haven't spent a dime on this yet.
Ever?
Oh, maybe a dime. Well, I refuse to reveal my finances regarding this card game.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's not that bad.
But okay. If you haven't been playing, poke your head in and take a look at it. Some, like I said, the new cards are gorgeous. Some of them are, you know, callbacks. The Void tier looks like Maelstrom. Ignition tier looks like Over the Limit. You know, looks like an Over the Limit graphic. Prize, like I said, is a claw machine. And Adventure looks like Primal from a previous season. So check them out. But I really don't have anything else because I'm right here. Good friends and good times when we talk about wrestling. For Bad News Beeman, for Jason Block, for Stat Boy Josh Henniger, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Tune in next week as we continue our journey towards War Games.